The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Thursday, February 11th. What to know about newly released graphic footage of the Capitol riot played during this week's impeachment trial and the reaction to it. Also, why the sale of the Chinese-owned app TikTok is now on hold. Plus, new CDC guidance to get more protection from your mask. What type of drug a new study says could also be used for significant weight loss. And the Lunar New Year explained. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. In the same building where it all happened, senators are having to relive the horror of last month's Capitol attack. During this week's impeachment trial, the House managers, or in other words, the several Democrats acting as prosecutors in this trial, showed some pretty powerful video and audio clips from that day. Many have never been released before now. The footage included security video of rioters smashing their way into the building and many lawmakers and their staff running to safety. More video showed Secret Service members rushing former Vice President Mike Pence away as rioters were chanting for him to be hanged. Lawmakers say at one point, those rioters got within 100 feet of him. It's some of the evidence Democrats are presenting during their turn to argue for conviction. As you know, they're trying to convince a divided Senate that former President Trump incited that violent mob at the Capitol. Reporters from The New York Times covering the trial say through all of this, senators who are acting as the jurors sat in silence, and both Democrats and Republicans were paying pretty close attention. Then the prosecutors detailed how they believe Trump led his supporters to that point over the last several months. They played parts of Trump's speeches and showed his tweets from when he was claiming the presidential election was stolen from him. It was their way of showing how Trump supporters believed it could be righteous to stop lawmakers from certifying what they felt was a stolen election. They showed statements from rioters saying things like, "Our president wants us here." They also quoted sources who were with former President Trump that day who say he watched the violence unfold on TV, quote, with glee. During a break, some senators told reporters it was the first time they really took in how close they were to serious danger. And Republican Senator Mitt Romney said, quote, "It tears at your heart and brings tears to your eyes." But not everyone felt the same way. A different Republican senator, Josh Hawley, called the Democrats' case predictable. And Republican Senator Jim Inhofe said he didn't think anything was said that changed any votes. Democrats will have more time today to complete their arguments, and then it'll be time to hear from Trump's legal team. They'll get their chance to defend the former president later this week, and of course, we'll bring you those details as well. Already, Trump's lawyers have been saying his language is protected by free speech, and they say the former president never actually wanted his supporters to get violent. Stay tuned. The whole trial could wrap up by the weekend. Well, the impeachment trial is not the only scrutiny former President Trump is facing right now. Remember that controversial phone call he had with Georgia's top election official last month? Well, now Georgia officials have started a criminal investigation into it. Quick recap. That call was recorded and then later obtained and published by The Washington Post and others. In it, you can hear then-President Trump tell Georgia's Republican Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, to, quote, find 11,780 votes. That number he mentioned was Biden's margin of victory in Georgia. But Raffensperger repeated on the call what he said many times, there was no widespread fraud that would have changed the results. So he left it at that and the vote count did not shift. Well, fast forward to this week. And a newly elected Democratic prosecutor announced her criminal investigation into the call. She told four of the state's top officials, all Republicans, to hold on to any records related to the election as they might be needed for evidence. But one senior Trump advisor called it all political. He said, quote, this is simply the Democrats' latest attempt to score political points by continuing their witch hunt against President Trump. Either way, the district attorney is moving forward. At this point, though, Trump has not been charged with a crime. The U.S. is reevaluating the relationship it has with China. As you may know, China has clashed with the U.S. on trade, COVID-19, human rights, Hong Kong protests, and more, all in the last few years. Well, now President Biden says he's starting a China task force at the Pentagon. Civilian and military experts will look into the top concerns and priorities, then make recommendations in the next 4 months. President Biden also held his first call with China's President Xi Jinping yesterday. We did not get to hear exactly what they said to each other, but Biden says he made it clear he will work with China when it benefits the American people. And China's state news network was mostly positive about the conversation. It reports Xi is focused on cooperating, but he also pushed back against Biden's concerns about reported abuses in Taiwan, which China does not view as an independent nation, Hong Kong, where China banned protests, and Xinjiang, where there are accusations of genocide against Uyghur Muslims. The Chinese president says those issues are China's internal affairs and the U.S. should respect that. By the way, it looks like the U.S. approach to China is at least one area where the current Biden and former Trump administrations seem to think alike. Axios says virtually all former President Trump's China policies are still in place for now. It looks like, for now anyway, the Chinese parent company of the social media app TikTok will still have total control over the app, even here in the U.S. You'll remember a group including Oracle and Walmart rushed to make a deal last year to oversee TikTok in America. Otherwise, then-President Trump had threatened to ban it because of national security concerns. He worried some American data could end up in the hands of the Chinese government. Well, now the Wall Street Journal cites sources who say the sale is on hold indefinitely. And the Biden administration is reviewing this to see if there is still a national security threat with the app to worry about. The new White House is said to be in talks with the Chinese parent company ByteDance, but no matter what security officials find, the Journal says any TikTok deal will likely be different from the one reached last fall. For now, the TikTok app itself is available and working as usual here in the U.S. All right, we have much more news still coming up, but first let's take a quick break because this episode is brought to you by Monk Pack, who makes snacks that taste like our favorite sugary treats, but with 1 gram of sugar or less. In fact, Monk Pack Keto Granola Bars are one of the best granola bars I've ever had and yet contain just 2 grams of net carbs and are only 140 calories. They're great for anyone following a keto lifestyle, of course, but also a perfect snack for anyone just trying to cut back on sugar and carbs without sacrificing taste. I really enjoy flavors like coconut cocoa chip as a great grab-and-go snack between calls during the workday. Try it for yourself and you'll see. And we have a special deal for our listeners. Get 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by visiting monkpack.com and entering our code NEWSWORTHY at checkout. And Monk Pack is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll exchange the product or refund your money, whichever you prefer. To get started, go to monkpack.com. That's MUNKPACK.com and select any product. Then enter the code NEWSWORTHY at checkout to save 20% off your purchase. Okay, now back to the news. For the first time since the pandemic started a year ago, the CDC released an official report looking at the different ways to wear a mask and which options work best. The new research found one cloth or surgical mask will block just over 40% of small viral particles from you to someone else. But if you double up and put a cloth one over a surgical mask, more than 80% of particles are blocked. And if the other person has a mask on as well, the protection is even better. The report also says the fit of the masks are key, and it has some recommendations. For example, choose a mask with a nose wire that prevents air from leaking up top, and not the ear loops and tuck in the edges of surgical masks so they fit tighter on your face. But note, the CDC says don't try to wear two disposable masks together, and it's not necessary to add another layer on top of a KN95 mask. It's being called a game changer when it comes to weight loss. Researchers say a drug that's already been used for diabetes treatment could dramatically help obese people lose weight. It's called semaglutide. Researchers tested it and found those who got the drug lost about 15% of their body weight, and that means it's more effective than any other weight loss drug currently on the market. Doctors say semaglutide could even be an alternative to weight loss surgery in some cases. That said, there are still some unknowns. For example, it sounds like people would need to take this drug for the rest of their lives, otherwise they would likely put the weight back on. And it's not clear if it's safe to take high doses of it long term. It's also pretty pricey. Even low-dose treatments for diabetes patients now sell for nearly $1,000 a month. The drug maker did just ask the FDA to approve it for weight loss as well. All American pro basketball teams are now required to play the national anthem before games. The clarification was sparked by controversy this week surrounding the Dallas Mavericks. The team's owner, Mark Cuban, said his team had not been playing the national anthem at home games this season because he said members of the community did not feel the tradition fully represented them. Well, that goes against longstanding NBA rules, but the NBA did not seem to know or care at the start of the season when fans weren't there to notice. Then this week, fans went back to the Dallas Arena for the first time this season, and the no anthem policy became an issue. Critics include some Texas lawmakers who say in these divided times, sports are one thing that can bring everyone together. But Cuban told ESPN he feels voices should be respected and heard that haven't been. Still, he says the Mavericks will follow the rules from now on. Remember, many NBA players and coaches kneeled during the national anthem last season as a form of supporting social justice causes. Jay-Z, Tina Turner, and Foo Fighters are among this year's nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The Hall released its list of 16 candidates this week. Artists are eligible for a nomination 25 years after their first official recording is released. For the Foo Fighters and Jay-Z, this was the first time they were eligible. Some of the other artists and groups who made the cut include Mary J. Blige, Iron Maiden, Rage Against the Machine, The Go-Go's, LL Cool J, and Chaka Khan. The nominees will be narrowed down over the next several weeks. You can even vote on your favorites through April 30th. All right, that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. And today's Thing to Know is about the Lunar New Year, what it is, how people are celebrating, and how in 2021 it ushers in the Year of the Ox. But first, a quick break to thank our sponsor, Native. Native aluminum-free deodorant is a great addition to your 2021 routine. Native cares about what you put on your armpits. That's why their deodorant's ingredients list includes things you've actually heard of, like coconut oil and shea butter. Plus, they have options. Native has a line of sensitive deodorants for people with baking soda sensitivities, plastic-free deodorants if you're trying to cut down on your plastic consumption, and even an unscented option if you're all about your natural scent. I personally love a bunch of their scents, including some of my go-tos, coconut and vanilla, and lavender and rose. But there's always something new to try with rotating seasonal scents. Plus, it's risk-free to try. Every product from Native comes with free shipping within the U.S., plus free 30-day returns and exchanges. Make the switch to Native today by going to nativedeo.com/newsworthy or use the promo code newsworthy at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo.com/newsworthy or use promo code newsworthy at checkout for 20% off your first order. Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. This year, the Lunar New Year, also known as the Chinese New Year or Spring Festival, falls on February 12th. That's tomorrow. It marks the first full moon of the lunar calendar, and it symbolizes the chance to start fresh and be hopeful about the year to come. As the Smithsonian explains, it's one of the most important holidays celebrated in China, Vietnam, South Korea, and other Asian countries. Usually, hundreds of millions of people around the world travel to see their families for the occasion and watch big lantern festivals. Of course, the pandemic makes travel difficult, so many public celebrations are canceled. Still, some traditions remain. For example, in many families, older relatives give young children bright red envelopes filled with cash. People also decorate their homes in bright colors like red and gold and make traditional dinners. By the way, with the Lunar New Year, we're also saying goodbye to the Year of the Rat and welcoming in the Year of the Ox. This is a pretty good one, too. In China, the ox is considered a hardworking, honest, and strong animal. It's associated with good harvests and fertility. And that's your Thing to Know today. All right, thank you so much for listening today and sharing the show if you enjoyed it. We'll be back tomorrow with another news roundup. Until then, have a great day.